We are starting Perek Amana L'Kayin Gadol. Take the Mishnah. Amana L'Kayin Gadol. An Amana married a Kayin Gadol. And she became a Chalola. Grusha V'Chalutza L'Kayin Hedyot. Hichnisa Loi Avde Meluk. She brought in, when she got married, she brought in with her Avde Meluk V'Avde Tzayin Barzo. We'll see as the Mishnah progresses what the difference is. Avdi Meluk, lo yoichlu betrume. The Avdi Meluk are not permitted to eat trume. Avdi Tzayin Barzo, yoichlu. Avdi Tzayin Barzo are permitted to eat trume. The Eilu Heim Avdi Meluk. Avdi Meluk is im meisu lo. That means if these Avodim will die, so she suffers the consequences. They belong to her. Avdi Meluk are her avodim, and the husband is a schus achilas peiris. But the keren is hers. Vim haisiru, haisiru lo. Af api shehu chayev b'mezeinoisam. Even though he's chayev b'mezeinoisam, they cannot eat trume. Ha'elu lo yoichlo betrume. Ve'eluhim avdei tzayin barzo, but avdei tzayin barzo im meisu meisu loy. If they'll die, so the avodim will die, so he has to pay for them. Vimeisiru eisiru loy. Hoyul vohu chayev b'chiyusam, since he's responsible for them, he's achroi on them. Harei elu yeichlu betrumen. Before we go further, let us just see Rashi. Almanu l'koyin godol, ichnisa loy avdei meluk, and avdei tzayin balzo. So Rashi says as follows. Ma she'isha machneses l'baylo. That what a woman brings in for her husband. B'shamo loy. And she evaluated it. L'kablam olov ba'achayis k'suboso. That what she brought in, it was evaluated how much it's worth. And he should be mekabel achayis shekablam olav b'achayis k'subos. That's one of the chiyuvei k'subos. That which was brought into the house, he's achroi, that she has to get back the shabbos that she brought in. K'may shekoismen, like we write in the k'subos, v'do nedunya dan halas lei, this is the nadin that she brought in. Buhu Moisev Kenegdon, and he's Moisev, whatever she brought in, he's Moisev Kenegdon, because of Sacha Kel Kibbala Laplani Kach Vakach Buksubosa. So he's Mekabal on himself, that he's Achroi to give her back the Shavyas of what she brought in. Now, this is called Koirin Tzayin Balzo. These are iron sheep. That means that there's no fear that something will happen to them. She is insured she'll get back the value of what she brought into the house. V'yesh, shemachneses momin harbe, and sometimes she could bring in a lot of momin into the house. V'enoi keseves kulay b'ksubosi, and it's not at all written in the ksube. U'meshayeres la'atzmo. This is left over for herself. Hein nichse meluk. This is called nichse meluk. Va baal oichel peiris. The baal is a schus achilas peiris. Va keren shelo kayim. But the keren is hers. It's her keren, and he has a schus achilas peiris. And here the din is v'im meisu, meisu lo. If they'll die, so she'll suffer the loss. Im eisiru, eisiru lo, ei pichsu, pichsu lo. Loshen tzayin barzo, keren kayim. The keren is kayim, it's batuach. Shein poiches v'nivsat, she'll never get worthless, she'll never become lost. Shafilu meisu kulon, ach yusen olav l'shalim lo, ful dol die. So he's achroi to pay her, kshayamus, or yigar shena. That's from the Chiyuv Iksuba. Whatever she brought into the household, and they evaluated it, and he was Mekabel and the Iksuba, that he'll pay her back their worth, how much was worth B'shas the Nisuin. Kshiyomos Oyegar Sheno. Avdei Meluk Lo Yoichlu. Lefi Shehen Shelo. Because these Avodim belong to her. Vehi Chalolo. Olakamon Bigmore Meforish Taima. Later the Gemara will explain why is it, even though she's a Chalolo, why is it that the Avodim cannot eat Truma? But Al Koponim, just to get the gist of the Mishnah is saying as follows. An Amon Lekoyen Godel that became a Chalolo, and she brought in Avde Meluk and Avde Tzayim Balzo. So Avde Tzayim Balzo, Avde Meluk is hers, doesn't belong to her husband, and she can't be Machu her Avodim Betrume. Avde Tzayim Balzo, we see from the Lashon of Rashi, Avde Tzayim Balzo, Avde Meluk Rashi says, Lefi Shehen Shalot, these are hers. Avde Tzayim Balzo are theoretically his. That means, we'll see later, there's a whole sugya further in the Gemara, if he wants to give her money, if she can have a right to ask back the Avodim. But let us, just for practical purposes, say now that she doesn't have a right to ask back the Avodim. It's Golgot. So Lamaisa, when she brought in these Avde Tzayim Balzo, so this became his Avodim. These are his Avodim. So Mamela, if a Kohen possesses Avodim, so they can eat Trumet. That is L'chaira, the difference between Avde Meluk and Avde Tzayim Balzo. Avde Meluk are hers, and she's a Chalola, therefore the Avodim cannot eat Trumet. The Avodim of a Chalola, Avde Tzayim Balzo are his. So Mamela, so Avodim of a Kohen are permitted to eat Trumet. I would like to be Ma'ore, Ha'ore, on a Shitas Haram, Reish Aleph Mem, Simen Nun Tes, and Shal Sachubis Haram. It's brought down in Chubis Sam Seifa, Lekutim Simen Yud Beis. Before I say this to Ore, I just like to say over the Loshen of the Muki Yosef by Avdei Tzayim Balzo. Muki Yosef says, Avdei Tzayim Balzo Yoichlu, Lefi She'eim Nechshavim Shaloi, because these are his. She'eim Im Meisu, Meisu Loi, if they'll die, so he has to pay for it. Hilkach, Ki Heichi Shehu Oichu, so just like he's permitted to eat, She'af Al Pi Shehu Mechalo Zera Ha'isha Bibiyasoi, even though the Muki Yosef says, this Kayin Godel is Mechalo Hazera, it's Yisurei Kohune, but he doesn't become a Cholo. Dersiv lo yechalo zarei ba'amoi, ba'amo, zarei mischalo, abol hu einei mischalo. So he still has Kedushas Kohune. Avodav nami yoichlu. So therefore, his avodim can eat. Umin nichsei tzayim ba'uzel avodavim. These are his avodim, kimin shulchayiv b'chiyuson kidamor. So the Muki Yosef explains beautifully, that is the halacha, why nichsei tzayim ba'uzel eat, because there are his avodim, and he can eat truma, so his avodim can also eat truma. The Sam Sefer brings down the Tshuvas Haram, but the Ram says that if a Kohen marries Isurei Kohune, Midiyaraise Posul Lechol Kedushas Kune. The Kohen does not have any Kedushas Kune whatsoever. And he brings a Raya, because the Gemara darshens V'kidashtoi, the Bezdin Yikadshuhu Bal Kolchoi, that Bezdin should be Mekadesh in Bal Kochi, that means they should force him to give a get. That's the Gemara Darshan's Daphne, you force him to give a get. So the Ram is Medayik, Mashma Miloshin Zeh, Viki Dashtoi, you should make him a Kodesh. Make this Kain a Kodesh by forcing him to give a get. So the Ram says, Mashma Miloshin Zeh, Kozman Shaloi Kafuhu, Einei Mekudesh, Lechol Dobo Kedushas Kuneh. He doesn't have any Kedushas Kuneh, but you should make him a Kodesh. But now he's not a Kodesh. So the Mizrahi, the Ram asks, Vahodam Rinen lo yechalol zaroi, zaroi mischalol avol hu einei mechulo, hu einei mischalol, he doesn't become mischalol, perish, she einei mischalol kikiluloi shel zaroi, she ein lahem takone, avol hu yesh loi takone, kshikabal olav legaresh. So he says, pshat, that's what Chazal darshan, that he's mechalal his children, he doesn't become mechulal. It means he doesn't become mechulal like his children. His children ain't lam takone, they're chalalam forever. Avul hu yesh loy takone kshikabal olav legarish. Mekabal to megash. Avul utzim from the Ram, but calls man. That's what that's what some service says, pshat in the Ram. That Kol's man, he is not mekabel to be megarisha, is midaraisa posel lechol kedushas kahune. So ledavoini, I don't understand how did the Ram learn pshat in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, nichsei tzayin barzel, lemaisa, they're permitted to eat truma, they're like his avodim, he also is not permitted to eat truma minatayre. So the avodim also lechere shouldn't be permitted to eat truma. That is one ha'ora. There is another ha'ora over here. The Mishnah says, her nichsei meluk are, do not eat truma. So the Baal, we understand it, she's a halola, and the avodim belong to her, so they don't eat truma. So, and the Mishnah says, "Afar pisho hu chayev b'mizaynoison," even though he's chayev to give them mizaynis, but by supporting them, they don't become an eved shel koyin. They're her avodim. He's mechuyev to give mizaynis. That's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah is saying a kasha and a teretz. The mitzvahisan asks amira dike kasha. The mitzvahisan says he doesn't understand why is he mechuyev to give the mizaynis of the avodim. Her mezainis is not mechuyev to give. Bebamoid v'hoitzikoi. There's no, we heard already this halacha, that if he married Isurei Kahuna, he's mechuyev to give her a get. He gives her mezainis. He doesn't give her mezainis. So lechayri tainis davodim also should not get mezainis. So why does the Mishnah say, for a davar par, afalpi shuchayiv b'mezainoisam, afalpi can they don't eat truma? Who says he's chayiv b'mezainoisam? And the Psaisona Teres Motra, he brings this a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos later, if he has Bechlal Aschus Achilos Peiris by Isurei Kohune. That whole din that a Baal Oichel Peiris from Nichsei Meluk could be. It's Peiris, he's Mechiv to give Mezainis. But Rashi holds Bechlal doesn't have Aschus Achilos Peiris also. So this lashon of the Mishnah Afal Pi Shehu Chayiv B'Mezainoson is not so poshut to understand. But Al Koponim, that's what the Mishnah says, that the Avdei Nichsei Meluk are her avodim, and since she is a halola, they're not permitted to eat trumim, and Avdei Tzayin Barzel are his avodim, so Memele, they're permitted to eat trumim. Now the Mishnah continues. Bas Yisrael Shenises Lakoin. A Bas Yisrael that married a Koin. Vichnisa Loi Avodim. And she brought in Avodim. Ben Avdi Meluk, Ben Avdi Tzim Barzal, Alei Eilu, Yoichlu Betum. Here the Mishnah is saying, that is Lachire, the difference between
The first case and the second case. The first case, she's a halola, therefore her avodim don't eat trume. The second case, bas yisrael koyin, she is not a halola, okay, she also eats trume. Is a elu yoichlo betrume. Then the avdei meluk will also eat trume. Now, a third case, ubas koyin shenises li Yisrael. What if you have a bas koyin that married a Yisrael and she loses her schus achilas trume? Vichnis aloy avodim is bein abdi meluk, bein abdi tzayim baus, alay lo yech lo betrume. And this aloch alochere is poshe to understand. He's a Yisrael, so the Avdei Tzayim Barzel can't eat because of him, and the Avdei Meluk can't eat because of her, because she also can't eat Trumah. She's a Bas Koyin Yisrael that doesn't eat Trumah, so no one eats Trumah. Le'elu lo yoichlu b'Trumah. Avdei Meluk, now let us finish Rashi and the Mishnah. Avdei Meluk lo yoichlu, lefi shehen shelo, vihi chalolo. But that's the Ivre, that she's a halola, and that's why they don't need Trumah. Bas Yisrael sheniseis lekoyin, afilu avdei melug she'einon sheloi, yoichlu dahainu kinyonoi shekono kinyin, v'yalfinin bigmore de kinyonoi shekone kinyin oichlu. Now Rashi says, well, later we'll see that as the sugya progresses, we'll understand more this concept. But the Gemara says that there's a drosha that if a person is kinyan kaspoi of a koin, let's speak about a different case. Let's say you have an eved knani shel koin, an eved knani shel koin eats trume. Now this eved will purchase another eved, which is not the Eved of the first Odoin. This is an Eved of the Eved. So the halacha is, we learn out from a pasuk, Kinyin Kaspoi Shekono, Kinyin Shekono Kinyin. So the halacha is that they also eat Trume, that they also eat Trume. So Memele, so Rashi says, this Bas Yisrael is a Kinyin Kaspoi of a Koyim. Now, the Avdi Meluk that belongs to her, that's Kinyin Shekona Kinyin. This is the Kinyin, the Avdi Meluk are the Kinyin Kaspoi of the Isha, who is the Kinyin Kaspoi of the Kohen. So therefore, they are permitted to eat Trumah. Well, now, let us see the Gemara. Va'avdi Meluk lo yoichlu b'Trumah. Amai, why can't Avdi Meluk eat Trumah? So the Gemara does not understand why the Avdi Meluk and the Reisha, when she is a Chalole, so why can the Avdi Meluk eat Trume? She's Kinyan Kaspoi of the Koyim, and her Avodim are the Kinyan Kaspoi of the Kinyan Kaspoi of the Koyim, and we learn that Kinyan Shekona Kinyan is Eichel Betrume. The sanya we learned in a baraisa. Minayin lekoyin shenosa isha. If a koyin marries a woman, vikona avodin, or a koyin was koyne and eved knani, sheyoichlu betrume, shenema vikoyin ki yikne nefesh kinyin kaspoi hu yoichlboi. So in this pasuk we learn that a koyin is a kinyan, is kind of kinyan ikne nefesh kinyan kaspoi, who yoichel boy. So the eved eats, the isha eats, is kinyan kaspoi. Uminayin. Now the baraisa continues. Le isha, this isha that is kinyan kaspoi, shekonsa avodim, va avodov shekono avodim, or the eved that was kona avodim, sheyoichlu betrume, shenema bekoyin ki yikne nefesh kinyin kaspoi, hu yoichel boy. Now how do we darshan this from this pasuk? So the word kinyin kaspoi is meyuta. The pasuk could have been understood without it. It could have said, "Bekoin ki yikna efesh nefesh, koin is koin a nefesh hu yoichu boy." Why did they have to say kinyin kaspoy? So the Gemara darshins that the pasuk could be learned as follows: "Bekoin ki yikna kinyin kaspoy nefesh." If the kinyin kaspoy will be koin a nefesh, is also hu yoichu boy. So here we learn out, kinyonoi shekone kinyin, if the kinyin kaspoi is koinan a kinyin, is koinan nefesh, is also hu yoichel boy. So al koponim, so that is the Gemara's kashe, kinyonoi shekone kinyin, oichel, we learn that a kinyin of a koin, that was koine another kinyin, so the second kinyin also eats. So the Gemara's kasha is, so this almona l'koyin gobel, even though she is a chalola, but she is a kinyin kaspoi of the koyin, so her avodim are kinyonoi shekone kinyin, and we says in this pasuk, kinyonoi shel koyin shekone kinyin, they also eat trum. That's the Gemara's kasha. Let us see Rashi. Shenoso isha v'kon avodim oikon avodim. That's the first thing, that an Eveknani eats and an Ish eats. Minayin li'isha bas Yisrael l'koyim shekonsa avodim minichsei meluk shelo oy avodov shel koyin shekonu avodim. Avodov shekono avodim garsinen, not avodah. Avodov shekono avodim. So how do you know that these avodim are also permitted to trume? That's the girsin. Ve'im toima. So Rashi asks, what is pshat avodov shekono avodim? Ma shekono eved kono raboy. So memele, so the avodim, which the Eved Knani purchased, do not belong to the Eved. It belongs to the Odin. Masha kon Eved kon Rabbi. So these avodim haknuyim are avdei hakoyin. So it's not the only kinyone shekone kinyin. This is kinyone shalkoyin. Pimtoima masha kon Eved kon Rabbi. Lo ma'itz derich ko lerebuyinu. So Rashi answers, Mashkachas lo kegoin shenosnu loy le'eved mona, omena shen le'rabbi v'shuspoy. But the Eved Knani was given money with a t'nai that the odin, this money is yours, omena shen le'rabbi v'shuspoy. Was a shir in the kinyan, that it's yours, that the Odin cannot have any schus in this moment. And it works, and the Odin doesn't get a schus in the moment. So Memela, we learn out, so in such a case, this is kinyonu shekone kinyon. The koyin ki yikne nefesh kinyon kaspoi. So kinyon kaspoi koy yeseir, it's an extra posik. But the shinin, these two words are extra, the shin the lochi also, that's what's coming for. Ochi mashme. Koyin ki yikne kinyin kasboy nefesh shahavda yikne eved hu yoichel boim. So bekitza, we're up to Akash. The Mishnah says that almana l'koyin gobel who is a chalola. Her avodim are not permitted to eat trume. So the Gemara asks, why not? Why can't they eat trume? This is kinyonai shekone kinyin. So the Gemara answers, Kol ha'oichel machel. So the Gemara says, this halacha, that a kinyan, shekone kinyan was oichel, that means the kinyan could be machel, there's a t'nai, Kol ha'oichel machel. If it's an oichel, then it could be a machel also. But if the owner is not an oichel, so he can't be a machel. So memele, so the Gemara is telling us a halacha in this drosh of kinyonei shekone kinyin, but the kinyonei has to be an oichel. And if the kinyana is not an oichel, it can't be a machel. Tzaloch hasa. This the pashtus. This is a daraisa de kedin. Yeah, v'loy. So the Gemara says there is such a klal take that if a person is not an oichel, it can't be a machel. V'rei oru v'chol atmeim she'einam oichlim u'machilim. What is the din if an oru possesses an Eved Knani? So the Eved Knani is permitted to eat Trume, an oru coin. Or if the coin is a Tome, his Eved Knani is permitted to eat Trume. His wife is permitted to eat Trume. So you see that there's no such klal that in order to be a machel, you have to be a noichel. An oru is not allowed to eat Trume. A tummy is not permitted to eat trume. V'af al pi kein, he's a machel. So you see, your klal is not true. So the Gemara answers, hosam pumayu koivlo. So their pshat is that an oichel is an oichel. A tummy is an oichel. B'poyel, he can't eat. Pumayu de koivlo, he has problems eating. That means that Pshat is, he's an oichel. He's mechusta tikkun, Rashi says. That means this he needs tikkunim. You have to be malhim. He has to toivel himself. You need erev shemesh. But al kaponim, he's an oichel. He's a person who is a bar tikkun is now an oichel. No, he has pamay the koivlo. His mouth is hurting him. He can't eat papayel, but he's an oichel. Ma she'enkin achalole is, there's no tikkun. She can't eat, period. She's not an oichel. So if she possesses an ebeknani, her ebeknani also can't eat. Let us see Rashi. Her oru koyin oru, ein oichel, babod of oichelim, kedisnan lekamo. Pumayu koivlu, kloima, muchosori takantaim. By them, they're just missing a tikkun. Avol oimdim lisokin, the oimet to become a sukin, the lachil. Avol zu shehi nasis chalola, but in the case of our Mishnah, when the Amon Lekangol became a chalola, eila tikkun eilomis. So she is no tikkun, so then she's not an oichel. So then we have this klal that only an oichel could be machel, and not an oichel can be machel. Fine. In an oichel is called someone who can have a tikkun. If there's it's hopeless, there's no tikkun, so then that's not called an oichel. So the Gemara says, if that is the case, you have another kasha. V'rei mamzer she'ein oichel umachel. Now, let me just explain oisemeinik what the Gemara's kash is. The loch is as follows. The loch is, Bas Yisroel marries a kohen. She's permitted to eat truma. What happens if the kohen dies? So she stops eating truma. She eats because of him. What if the kohen left over a son? So then she'll eat tume because of the son. That means zera koyin is also machel ishtoy. Machel imoy. That means that so if there's zera from her, this is zera koyin, so she eats because of the son. Now, the Mishnah says a very interesting case at the end of the Perek, that let's see the case was as follows. Yehera Bas Yisrael married a koyin. Now the Kohen had a daughter. You know, so the daughter could be Machel the mother, because she's a Bas Kohen. Now this daughter went and married a Mamza. Why she married a Mamza, why the Mishnah wants to speak about such a case, we'll appreciate when we come to the end of the page. So Bekitza, this daughter married a Mamza, and now the Mamza had a son, who's a Mamza. Now this Mamza was a Yisroel, plus a Mamza. So a Mela. So now let us relate what happened. This Babe, the grandmother of the Mamza, her husband died, so she doesn't have a husband that could be Machala. Her daughter died, she doesn't have a daughter that could be Machala, but she has a grandson, a Yisrael, who is a grandson of a Kohen. He's a Yisrael, his father was a Yisrael. But she has a grandson, a mamza, and because of this grandson that's a mamza, she can eat trume. That's what it says in the Mishnah. To appreciate the Mishnah, let me just give you a preview. The Mishnah says, I'll tell you another case. Another case, the din is, a bas koyin marries a Yisrael. She's not allowed to eat trume. Now, let's see what happened further. This bas koyin married a Yisrael, and they had a daughter, Daita. This daughter married a koyin. Fine. And this koyin had a son, and this son became a koyin gadol. So now we have over here a bas koyin married a Yisrael. Now the Yisrael died. Fine. But she had a daughter from him, but the daughter also died. But now she has a grandson. Now the grandson is a koyin gadol. So she has a grandson of a Yisrael. She was a bas koyin li Yisrael. She's a bas koyin. She has a grandson of koyin gadol, and she can't eat trume. And a bas Yisrael that married a koyin has a grandson. So the Mishnah wants to tell us that you could have a mamzer that could be machel betrume, and you can have a koyin gadol that's preventing the grandmother from eating trume. That's why the Mishnah chaps on this tutsiyum. But al kaponim anegei alonu. So the Gemara says, you just told me a yisod, that a machel has to be an oichel. So the Gemara says, it's not like that. You have here a mamzer, a grandson of mamzer. He's not an oichel. He's a mamzer Yisrael. And the grandmother eats trume because of him. So you see, there's no such klal that a machel has to be an oichel. That's the Gemara's kasha. Barei mamzer she'ein oichel umachel. Omar Ravine, so Ravine said, let's not mix up the cases. Kinyan oichel koma. That means that what I said, that the machel has to be an oichel, that's bafkev is a machel als kinyan. That means the case of our Mishnah, that the avodim that belong to the almone, they have to eat because they're koni to the almone. So Mamelai said, since the almone is a chalolo, she can't be machalim. You need a kinyan of an oichel koma. Kinyan oichel machel. If you're a kinyan of an oichel machel. She ain't oichel, ain't machel. This aloche, that a descendant of a koyin is machel, that doesn't go to Malz Kinyin. The grandson that is machel, the grandmother, is not because the grandmother is koni to the grandson. There's a different rosha. There's a different rosha that we learn out that the zera of a koyin is machel also. In this rosha, at least not a noichel, it's also good. You're mixing up the two different cases. Let us see Rashi. V'rei mamzer bas Yisroel shenisays l'koyim v'yolda bas v'bas nisays l'mamzer v'yolda ben umeiso, and the daughter died v'ben kayim v'rei eim imoy eishes koyim v'cheles b'shviloi truma lacham isis bailos. Even though her husband died, but if she has a grandson, a Yisroel and a mamzer, she can eat truma because of it. Fishi yesh lo zera min hakoyim. As long as there are descendants from the koyim, kedisnam b'saifa b'pirkim. Buhu ein ha'yoichel. This grandson doesn't eat. The zoru. He's a zoru, he's a Yisrael. Buhu dinami ikosher hav. It could be the same kasha is if he's not a mamza, he's a kosher Yisrael. Have shenoyd mi Yisrael kosher nami ein oichel. It's also the same thing. He's not an oichel umachel ein mimoy. V'hod de noka lesuvi mamza mishum de masnisni. The Mishnah wants to tell us this chiddush that a mamza could also be machel. That's why we have the mamza. Al koponim. So we finished this mahalach of the Gemara. This Mahalach of the Gemara says as follows, that in the Halacha, that Kinyonoi shall Kinyin eats Trume, that is Davke if the Kinyin is an Oichel. If the Kinyin is not an Oichel, the Kinyin Kasper of the Kain is not an Oichel, so the Kinyoni shall Kinyin also doesn't eat. So Mamela, we understand our Mishnah beautifully. That's why Amona Lekoyin Godol, that she is a Halolim, so her Kinyin cannot eat Tumen. Because it's a Kinyin of a Kinyin Kaspoi that is not a Neuchel. So the first Mahalach holds Min HaToyre, the Avdei Meluk are not permitted to eat. The Rava Oma, Rava said another terrace. Midaraise Meichel Ochli. Now, the kinyon is a kone kinyon. It's not totally if the kinyon kaspe is a noichel, if it's not a noichel. There's no such thing. Midarai se meichel ochli. So the kinziche, the eved of the chalole, kinziche itrume, because it's kinyon is a kone kinyon. The rabbonon u de gozri bohu, the rabbonon bogoizer that the eved can't eat, kidei she toima, that she should say, the almona should say, Ani ein eicheles. I'm not permitted to eat trume. Avodai einam oichlim. My avodim are also not permitted to eat trume. That means all the privileges that one gets by marrying a koyin, I don't have. I'm not permitted to eat trume. I'm a chalola. Okay. My avodim also not permitted to eat trume. We see the rabbonon made that they shouldn't eat trume. So I'm just like a Zayne. That means where are all the privileges that one gets to be married to a Kohen? I don't have any of them. Hilkach osilafuke. So they wanted to make sure that she shouldn't be happy with her marriage. She should feel cheated and that's all. Baruch Hashem. So Mamela, then Bilvois Hayomim, who get rid of her. That's exactly what we want. So it's at the Rabbon on the Kedin, that her Avodim don't eat Trum. Rav Ashi said another Teretz. Also, you're right, it's at the Rabbon. Mina Toire, her Avodim are permitted to eat Trum, but there's a different reason why her Avodim don't eat Trum. Gzeiro, Shemo Tachil La'acha Mise. Maybe, if her avodim will eat trume kozman, she's married to the kohen, so maybe after the kohen dies, she'll continue giving the avodim trume. So the Gemara says, Ela ma'ato, so there's a psa'gzeire. You tell me there's a new gzeire. There's a gzeire that if an isha is married to a kohen and she has avodim, and the only reason that Avodim can eat the Trume is because of her marriage to the Kohen. So Chazal said, they're not permitted to eat, the Avodim not permitted to eat Trume now. Gzeire, maybe they'll continue eating after the Kohen dies. So the Gemara says, Ela ma'ato. So let's see the safe of the Mishnah. Bas Yisrael Shaniseis Lekohen. Is also like Sacha, the same problem. There it says that her avodim can eat trume. Now according to you, you are pskoizel that if they'll be permitted to eat when he's alive, they'll continue eating when he's dead. So say the same thing by Abbas Koyin, by Abbas Yisroel Koyin. Leisachel gzeire shemetachel lachamise. Elo omar Ravashi, so it seems a very good kashe. Elam Aravashi, a different halach. Ba'almone Kohenis. Our Mishnah Almono Kohen Godel is speaking about that she was a Kohenis. Now let's speak Eisveinik a little bit. Let's just say a little scenario what had happened with this Almona. This Almona Kohenis, she was an Almona. So let's say, before she's a bas koin. Almona kehenes, she's a bas koin. Now, Before she married her first husband, she had these avodim, these are her avodim. She was eating tumah, and avodim were eating tumah, no problem. Then she got married. Let's say she married a Yisrael, fine. So they stopped eating tumah, and then she married a Yisrael. Then the Yisrael died, so she and her avodim continued eating tumah now. Now she, again, she can do tumah, she goes back, now she can eat Al-Zabas, she's a Bas Koin. So she eats Truma, and her avodim also continue eating Truma now. So she remembers that after her first husband died, she and her avodim ate Truma. Now she gets married to a Koin Godel. So you're telling me, let her eat Truma. Why not? It's a Kinyan Shekona Kin. Truma, fine. Now the Kohen Godel dies, so now you'll ask her Shaila, are your avodim permitted to eat Tumah? Shaila, the first time I married a Yisrael, but when the Yisrael died, I was permitted to eat Tumah because of my father. Now I married a Kohen Godel. They were eating Tumah when he was alive, and now when he dies, they can eat Tumah. But she'll make, so that's how she'll paskin, and that's what she'll do, so she'll give the avodim truman. But she's making a terrible mistake. She's making a mistake the first time when she was an almoni, she wasn't a halola, so her avodim were permitted to eat truman. The second time around, now that she married a kohen gadol, she's a halola, so therefore avodim are not permitted to eat truman. So memele, so that's what, therefore we wanted to make sure that she should know that things changed as soon as she married the Kohen Gadol. So we told her as soon as she married the Kohen Gadol, the Avodim can't eat Truma already. So she knows the Avodim can't eat Truma. Elamar Rabba, she ba'amone kehenes, the osia la'aruye, shil paskin, mi'ikore ochli betruma deveinoshe. Before, the first time it was an amone, my avodim ate trume because of my father. In sevei lahai, now I married this kohen gadol, ochle betrume de gavroi, now they can eat trume because of my husband. Pahashte, now that the husband died, hodri lil milsa kamaisa, so now they'll be able to eat out my father. The lo yodo, they won't realize the mi'ikore lo shevisa lenavsha chalola. It's a big difference. The first time she was an almon and she wasn't a halola. Hashti shiviso lenavsha halola. But now she's a halola. So now since she's a halola, so therefore she can't eat, therefore she can't be machal and betum. Frag de gemore tinech almone kehenes. Okay, I'll buy this. If the almone of our Mishnah was a kehenes, so she has experienced after the first time her avodim made truma out the father, so she'll be under the pressure, they can still eat truma out the father. But what if the Mishnah is speaking about almone bas Yisrael? So the first time there was an almone, she didn't eat truma because her father's a Yisrael. Now her husband dies, so she'll know that he shouldn't eat truma. Why should he eat truma? So the Gemara says, "Ba'manuse loy pligi rabbonin." Chazal didn't want to differentiate such an almone, such an almone. So they said atakone that all almones bechayei bailam their avodim don't eat truma gzeir mishum almone kehenes. Now let us see Rashi. Shema tachil avdi meluk shelo la'acha misis akoyim bailo. She might come and give them to eat after her husband dies. Abba avdei tzoyin balzo. So Rashi says, now why are you only afraid? That means like this. Mikir adin avdi meluk are permitted to eat trume. Now it's gzeire. That they don't eat truma. So Rashi says, so what's with Avdei Tzoyin Barzel? The Mishnah says, Avdei Tzoyin Barzel do eat truma. So Rashi says, Avdei Meluk Shalach Mishnah Sakayim Barzel. Avdei Tzoyin Barzel, Lekele Migzer. Dahashto lav mishum dido ochli. Now they don't eat trume because they belong to her. Elo mishum koyin shehu rabom. They eat trume because of the odim. That means that she knows that. That means the avdei nichsemuluk are eating because of her. So she'll be under the pressure. They can continue eating because of her. Ma she'ein kein avdei tzoin barzel, the b'chan are eating because of her. So if the husband dies, I mean, she's zichem won't be machel them betrume. Elo meyato bas yisro, shenises lekoin leisachel avdei meluk betrume. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah is speaking about Barmone Kehenes, Baskoyin Sheshavo Letrumes Obiyami Mises Bailo. When her first husband died, she went back to her father. Legora hach halola me'evet shekon avodim is osi laruye teire, so she'll be matter, she'll be moira heta, achem is osi lachilam betruma machma savir. The omro me'ikore balmenusi horishin hoyu avodai oichlam betruma debeinoshe. In the beginning, they were permitted to eat truma. So now they should continue eating truma. And now they can't eat truma. Now they can't eat truma. Almone bas Yisrael. Tloi osi la aruye ma'ikol ameima. So that, this whole lomdus is by an almone. An almone, that's a baskoi. So she won't differentiate between the first almones and the second almones. Amona bas Yisrael le'osu l'ruye me'ikol ha'meim, my time le'ochli b'chayov, o le'gore me'eved shekona avodim. Yeah. Le'pligi le'chilku bein amona la'amona. Ashtikol ha'ore, I'd like to say, there's a chakire in the achronim, Abbas Koyin, why does Abbas Koyin eat trume? Chlal. So there's two ways to learn pshat. One way you learn pshat, Abbas Koyin is a kehenes. She's a kehenes. She has plishus kuna from her father. So Akasha, why she eats trume? She eats trume because she's a bas koyin. She has kedushas kohuna. Others learn that not because she's a kehenes, no, a bas koyin eats truma. A daughter of a koyin eats truma. I'd like to say I heard a moiradik vote, then I saw they bring from the Sfasemis the vote. I heard this from Goyen Rame Bergman Shlita. We say in Ezel Makoyman, Hamura mehem kayetzi behem, la shaburam nechel le kahanim, le nishayim, livneim, lavdeim. But the you give to the kahanim, shem, livneim, lavdeim. So kan shoyel aben, the svasemes estes kashe, nishayim. Good. You give to the kahanim, you give to the nishay kahanim, you give to the avde kahanim. What does say bneim? Why does it say b'neim? You give to the b'neim. Pshtetzich, you give to the b'neim. The b'neim are kahanim. So you give to b'neim. So that's parshat. So they want to say a teretz. I think the Sasemis wants to say a teretz. And Nafgemine is by Pinchas before he was niskayim. So Memele, Pinchas was in the sky when he killed Zimri, but till then he wasn't a Kohen. So you had Pinchas who was a Ben Kohen, he wasn't a Kohen, but he can eat Truma out Ben Kohen. Ben Kohen can also eat Truma. So Abraham Bergman wanted to say a beautiful vote. He says, the Mishnah is a Mekayim speaking about Pinchas. I mean, so you spell to this Amor de Kegoyim. The Goyim says, the Lashna Mishnah is very shvel. It says, by Kotshi Kotshim, Necholim Lefnim Nakloim. Who's talking about Lefnim Nakloim? We're talking about the Kloim was when there was a Mishkan, there was Kloim. I said, Necholim Lefnim Minakloim. What's Pshat? So the Goyim says, the Nusach of this Mishnah was written Bizman Moshe Rabbeinu. So we have this Mishnah from Moshe Rabbeinu already. There's no Machlokes in this Mishnah. This Mishnah is from Moshe Rabbeinu. From Moshe Rabbeinu, so he's Lefnim in HaKloim. He said Lefnim in HaKloim. So he said if the Mishnah was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, we could talk about Pinchas also. It's Oymed Al Asa. Al Koponim, so we have here Amoyre de Kezach. So we have here that the din is that a ben koyin eats hamura min hakotchim, not alt koyin. It is a din ben koyin. So then it's very mistava that a bas koyin should eat, not because she's a kehenis, she's a bas koyin. A bas koyin is bekoyach to eat trume. Now, the halacha is that if she has an eved, her eved also eats trume. Her eved also eats trume. Now, if we say that the eved eats trume because she's a kehenes, so now we understand very well when she becomes a halole, so her eved can eat trume. Now you're a halole, you're a zora, you can't, so I can eat because of you. So that would be very good if we learned that a bas koyin eats trume because she gets her kedushas kune. So she's machal her eved, she becomes a halola, she can't be machal her eved. But if we learn that a bas koyin doesn't have to, she doesn't have kedushas kune, she never has kedushas kune, she's like Pinchas. But there's a din, a bas koyin has a schus to eat trume. And we see a bas koyin can be machal her avodim also. So we have to appreciate, so why when she becomes a chalole, why is it that her evet can't eat trume? Why is it her evet can't eat trume? That's what we have to understand. The mother says this for the poshet. Hashta shavisa lenavshe chalole. Now she became a chalole. And by Emerson, there's a similar kasha that is asked on our Mishnah. Well, we have to understand the pasha to halacha. Abbas Yisroel marries a koyim. She eats trume. She eats trume. And Amona lekoyim godol marries a koyim. She doesn't eat trume. Because she becomes a halola. Now, we understand what's the din achalola. Achalola is a pesazor. It's neschal of kedushas kune. But azor also eats trum of yakinyin kaspoi shalakoyin. Azor also, that's the din bas Yisrael the koyin also eats trum. So we have to understand not only is shver the ha'ore, which we ask now why her eved doesn't eat, we have to understand why she doesn't eat. She doesn't have, she's a halola, she's a zor. Fine. But zor also eats truma, v'yakinyin kaspoi shalakoyin. So again, we have the same halach. If we would say that an ashes koyin gets kedushas kune, so then we could say, but a halola can't get kedushas kune. That's kufi pshat. If we will say that an ashes koyin does not get kedushas kune, though there's a din kinyonei shal koyin eats truma, so then we have to understand, so what's the difference if she's a halola, she's a bas yisro, but she's kinyon ishol koyin. Kinyon ishol koyin should eat trume. So on that, the stipler says a vote that there's a psanodadin, that a halola is not permitted to eat trume. There's a bazundaradin, a halola can't eat trume. That means, besides the din zol shabo, there's a psu that a halola can't eat trume. So therefore, so she's different than Abbas Yisrael. Abbas Yisrael is permitted to eat trume if she's kinyone shel koyim. Achalola, there's a besundere psul, she can eat trume. But over here we're speaking about already about the eved of a chalola. So here we have to understand why an Eved of a Chalala is not permitted to eat Tumah.